20 minutes before 8. This is Marshall Armstrong, CKFH 2020 News, brought to you by Household Finance. Look for Metro Police traffic radar on Grace Street north of Dundas, on Winona Drive near Ava Road, and on Victoria Park south of Eglinton today. Back to the drawing boards for North York's outgoing mayor, James Service. Service wants the borough to buy $4 million worth of crown land to build his domed sports stadium on. Others have doubts about the plan, but one thing's sure, Service is not about to present the new incoming council with an accomplished fact as he'd planned by pressuring the present council into closing the deal for the land. That plan was shot down at yesterday's council meeting. Alderman Murray Chosett let the air out of Service's scheme when he dug in his heels at the idea of a closed-doors council session.
We had a trouncing argument about the thing, and I managed to convince him that that he ought not to hold the discussion in secret, and so we had a full-dress debate on it, and the result was that the council hoisted it over until after January the 1st. If the meeting had been held in secret, you would have had a different result. But when you get out in the open and the public is there, the council acts responsibly. But secretly, you're inviting disaster.
The difference is, this way, North York has an option to buy the land. Next year's council decides whether North York will actually buy the land. Quebec Premier Jean-Jacques Bertrand came to the heart of Anglo-Canada yesterday to tell the members of the Empire Club, no less, that Quebec nationalists are really Canadian nationalists, and that's a good thing. Bertrand says, too, a little understanding could help out a bit.
Quebec and Canadian nationalism do not necessarily oppose one another. It is, in many ways, our obligation to work out a mutual understanding and to become aware of the fact that without this mutual understanding, Canada and Quebec would not fulfill their great destiny.
Tory MPP William Newman says he has regular contacts with 9 high schoolers in his riding, adds 2 of those 9 are drug pushers on a near full-time basis, a third is a pusher on a part-time basis. He says blowing the whistle on the kids doesn't help. The cops can't seem to catch the kids with the stuff actually on them. Pierre Trudeau, swinging in New York all weekend. He even managed to squeeze in a couple of dates with divorcee Barbara Streisand before starting into the business at hand today, meeting UN Secretary General U Thant and Canadian diplomats in the big town. Still with New York, 3 coordinated time bombings hit the RCA building, the GM building, and the Chase Manhattan Bank headquarters overnight. 1 man injured, no immediate explanation for the bombings. For once, everybody inside the Don jail is not guilty. They were all inside when the library next door went up in smoke last night. News tipper John Marish on the hotline to report.
Public libraries burning down out here at Broadview and Girard. In the back, it was burning like crazy when we phoned the fire engine. All the books are burning in there. Four big trucks and an emergency truck out here, right beside the Don jail.
Thousands of books destroyed, heavily damaged to the building, but no injuries, though. Got a fella here this morning, a psychologist fella, who says putting the slug in the hubby last night was a good idea, even if he did need your pancake makeup to cover the shiner this morning. Dr. Israel Charney says fighting is a